Good morning. I feel like I've already had a good meal. You know? And then we're going to have another good meal. Then I'm going to need a nap. Yeah. Hey, man. Is that biblical? Nap? Sleep? Rest. Yes, there you go. All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hebrews 4. Enter his rest. Work to enter his rest. Okay. I'm going to read John 14. I think I'm supposed to pray first. Just join me in prayer. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word that hits the mark. And Father, I ask for you that your word goes deep today. And it's planted deep in your people here. And that at the right time, in the right season, it bears fruit. That it can be drawn back to remembrance by the Holy Spirit when they need it. So we're fully equipped to be able to do your work in Jesus' name. Father, thank you. Okay, John 14. I'm reading out of the King James Version. Okay, these and thous. And I got a couple of things I think the Lord kind of wants to expound on. And so I may take a couple bunny trails if that's okay with you. Is that okay? Okay. Okay, John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may also be. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas says unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? She said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, you would have known my Father also. And henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip says unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. She said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and you have not known me, Philip? He has not seen me. He has seen me, has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he doeth the works. Jesus' words are actually the Father's. You know, Jesus says, I don't say what I hear my Father saying, I do what my Father says or does. That's actually the Father's words that Jesus is speaking to his people. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you shall ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwells in you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you see me, because I live. You shall also live. And that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Judas says unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that you will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered him and said, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loves me not keeps not my sayings. The word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. So that correlates with over there in verse 10. It's the Father's words. These things I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. That word remembrance denotes a former exposure to. Because you have to be exposed to it first before you can remember it. Remember the prophecy the Lord gave a while back? It says, read your Bible. Read your Bible, because then the Holy Spirit has something to pull from to bring to your remembrance to give you a spiritual answer to your physical, worldly problem that you're dealing with. But you've got to tuck the word in your heart. You've got to tuck the word in your heart. I had a situation a couple weeks ago, right, 3 or 4 weeks ago. The spirit of fear was just hammering me. I was in a funk. I'll be honest, I was in a funk. And anybody ever been a funk where you're just paralyzed? And I was just, finally I come to my senses. I said, Father, this spirit of fear is talking to me. What do you have to say about it? And the Holy Spirit says, you shall only listen to the voice of the shepherd, and the voice of the stranger you will not follow. I went, that's it. Okay, fear, you're a stranger. I don't listen to you. I'm giving him some lip now. He gives me lip, I'm giving him lip. I said, listen to the voice of my shepherd. He guides me. He leads me. You're a stranger. You're a liar. In the name of Jesus, I bind you and I cast you out. Leave right now in the name of Jesus. And guess what? It left. Then I had peace. That's kind of how it practically works. Talk to your father. Say, this stuff's talking to me. What do you have to say about it? There's your remembrance. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Okay, that word world, this is very interesting. The word world is 2889. That means cosmos. That means the sum total of the material universe. Okay? The peace that the world gives. Here's how that looks. The world says you have to go to something material to get your peace. You go to that which is created instead of the creator. That's where you get your addictions at. You go to that which is created instead of the creator. And all addictions are rooted in one thing, the need to be loved. It's all addictions across the board. God is love, 1 John 4:8, right? God is love. We're trying to fill a spiritual problem with a physical entity. So watch the world things, okay? You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Oh, you see the government there? They're one, but the Father is greater. But there's a government, there's an order. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it does come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. And all God's people said, Amen.